Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, in this week's AgriBeef Minute, we hear from Jesse Austin, the U.S. Meat Export Federation's Vice President of Marketing, who's just recently back home from some meetings over in Japan with importers, distributors, and other customers of U.S. pork and beef. Well, this was Austin's first international market visit since joining USMEF last fall. He has previous experience in Japan from his time as General Manager of Smithfield Foods' Tokyo office.
In early December, I had the opportunity to meet with various representatives from the Japan trade in Tokyo, and this ranged from distributors to U.S.-based packers and processors and end users there in Japan. Of course, our visit was coming right as the trade agreement was being inked, so a lot of optimism in the market, a lot of excitement to once again have a level playing field and to have the tariff disadvantage behind us. That optimism not only is from the end user, but among our staff there in Tokyo.
And as we've reported, the U.S. and Japan trade agreement entered into force on January 1st, and a second round of tariff rate reductions will take place April 1st. So without question, some very good news for U.S. beef and pork producers. For the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Russell Nimitz.